Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Shrimp is often used as a term of derision for someone who is small and perceived as physically weak. But David Casalis, assistant professor of chemical and environmental engineering at the University of California, Riverside, introduces us to a little shellfish that really packs a punch.
Much of materials engineering is focused on creating strong, lightweight, and tough materials. With that in mind, my lab is studying the bright orange fist-like club of the mantis shrimp, a 4-inch-long crustacean that resembles an armored caterpillar. The mantis shrimp club accelerates underwater faster than a .22-caliber bullet. The strike is so powerful that we keep the mantis shrimp in a special aquarium so it doesn't break the glass. Repeated blows by the club can destroy mollusk shells and crab exoskeletons, and the club can withstand 50,000 high-velocity strikes on prey during its lifespan. We wanted to know how the club could withstand that many impacts, and what we found is a highly complex structure comprised of three specialized regions that work together to create a material tougher than many engineered ceramics. The first region is located at the end of the club that actually impacts the prey. It contains a high concentration of mineral similar to that found in human bone that supports the impact when the mantis shrimp strikes its prey. Further inside, highly organized and rotated layers of organic fibers and mineral act as a shock absorber. The final layer is wrapping of these same organic fibers that are oriented, which keep it intact during these high-velocity impacts. There are many potential materials that could be developed based on the structure of the club. Our lab is primarily focused on military body armor, which can add 30 pounds to a service member's load. Our goal is to develop a material that is 1/3 the weight and thickness of existing body armor, but with enhanced properties. There are also potential applications in vehicle and aircraft frames. For example, if electric cars weigh less, they consume less power, and people will be able to drive them further. With airplanes, less weight could reduce fuel costs and better impact resistance would improve reliability and cut repair bills.
That was David Casalis of the University of California, Riverside.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. You should stay.